time again, and the doctor is in. And I must confess, I'm doing this intro to the podcast after having done the podcast. How weird is that? So this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the extended edition, the Redux. That means, you know, in French it would be redo, redo. Okay. Here's the thing, you see. I started the podcast. I recorded the entire podcast. It's an extended podcast, over 45 minutes of geeky goodness. However, for some reason, my pod producer software was configured improperly. I never changed the configuration of it. I don't know how it happened. I'm not happy. And because of that, when I recorded the podcast, you couldn't hear the music. You could only hear my voice, even when I turned the mic off, which meant you heard me going and clearing my throat and stuff like that. And I thought about it, and I thought, you see, I can either leave that in there as it is, or I can go back and record a little snippet before the podcast so that everybody will hear the theme music and the coolness and all that instead of hearing me cough. And then I thought to myself, you know, this is the kind of high-tech, weird, geeky thing that happens when you're podcasting. Wouldn't it be cool for you to hear what it sounds like with it misconfigured? Of course, here's the other part of that. You see, the Amish Paradise song that I played by Weird Al Yankovic, which I haven't yet played yet because I recorded it in the podcast that I recorded prior to doing this intro into the podcast. How's that for messing with your mind? Doesn't show up in the podcast because it's just in the background and you can just hear me going do singing along with it because I thought my mic was off. Which is funny, unless you're me, okay? So, for that part of the program, I will put in the actual song Amish Paradise at the appropriate moment, okay? However, I won't put in the part with the little commercial because I don't remember which one I ran at this point. So what you're getting is the edited redo edition of Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. So now, let's start the podcast, complete with coughing. Oh. Ooh, that's loud. And back in the very background, you can hear the music like, doo, doo,
doo, doo. Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Ooh, I'm loud. Okay, I'll dive out.
Yes, time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon.
I'll see you later.
Coming to you with an extended podcast. That basically means long. It's going to be a lot longer than usual. Why, you ask? Why is the podcast longer this week? Because I've got so much to talk about. See, last week I had way a lot to talk about. One thing in particular, and I kind of saved that to the last. But this week, I've just got so much to talk about, I just don't know how I'm going to get all in. So what I decided to do is extend the podcast. We're going to basically do the podcast until we're done. I know that's a weird concept. Yeah, it is a weird concept, but hey, we're going to do it. And why, you ask, do I have so much to talk about? Well, it's just been one of those high-tech weeks. I mean, all week long, it's been geek overload. I mean, there's just been stuff happening, okay? Lots and lots of stuff. And so when you got stuff, you got to do more stuff. Now, see, this is the part of the podcast, which I almost missed myself, where I'm playing the ad for the other podcast that's on the Tech Podcast Network because we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. But you can't hear it because all you can hear is my mic, which is currently turned
I thought, off, but you can just hear me breathing.
Yes, indeed.
Even the commercials happen so quickly, you just can't get ready for them.
Except, of course, you didn't hear the commercial.
Yeah. Well, I, of course, play that little commercial.
I'll talk to you later.
Call it that, because we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, and Wireless Tech Radio is another member of the Tech Podcast
Network. That's who it was. So, Wireless Tech Radio.
In order to honor our fellow geeks of the world in the Tech Podcast Radio, I played that for you. Now, last week, we didn't have enough time for our geek culture, and I know everybody was just bummed over that, all right? I understand that. And so this week, we have some geek culture for you, and I'm going to go right into it. Now, my son Ben recommended this. He said that this song by Weird Al was appropriate because it is so non-geeky. See, it's anti-tech. And so he said,
will I be able...
Dude. The people would like this.
Make it
and
match.
Of course, he didn't actually say that.
We'll
I said
see.
That. He didn't really say that. He doesn't really say things like that. You know, I'm the one that's really, really kind of weird. But he's odd in his own way. He did inherit that. So there you go. And here's Weird Al with Amish Paradise. Listen very closely to the non-geekiness of it. Notice how I just slid it right in there like I'm supposed to? Isn't that cool?
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well. Cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning.
See, my mic was supposed to be off, so you wouldn't have heard that. But it's there now.
No, that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat. And my homies agree, I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury.
That's from Gilligan's Island, in case you're wondering.
Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives.
Another throat-clearing episode brought to you by the fact that my software messed up.
The buggy, churning lots of butter, raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
Don't know what the scripture reference is for that. Probably isn't one. More throat clearing. Have you noticed that? I kind of do that before I'm starting to talk, you know, that's why. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an odd song. Yeah. Living in an Amish paradise. I must say that it is very unlikely that if you're Amish, you're listening to this podcast. I suspect...
See how cool that was that I just blended it right in.
Since you don't have electricity.
This is really cool.
You know, it's just a theory, of course, that perhaps you probably aren't listening to the podcast on your computer or iPod if you don't use electricity. You think I'm probably on the right track there? Okay. Anyway, it's time once again to go to that fabulous place where wisdom prevails. Yes, the blog for Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. You need to go there at www. That's the World Wide Web. Get it? www. World Wide Web. Isn't that so cool? Anyway, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. thecomputercurmudgeon.com. If you go there, you will find that the blog is way more graphical than it used to be. There's lots more pictures. That's what I mean by graphical, right? Okay, anyway. So, if you look at the first blog entry since the last podcast, which was last Saturday, and by the way, just in case you're wondering, this podcast is being done...
Prepare for Time Warp
Friday
information.
I know that's really bizarre. But you see, tomorrow is our regularly scheduled maintenance weekend at the Center for Creative Leadership, where I am a contractor working in the systems group. And so we do really geeky stuff all day long on Saturday, which means I wouldn't get to do the podcast until maybe Sunday, sometimes even Monday. And of course, people would be just bummed if they didn't have a podcast. I even had a guy write me and said, man, I just so look forward to Saturdays because I get to hear a podcast. Little does he know, I'm recording it on a Friday night. So when he comes Saturday and gets the podcast on Saturday, it will already be nearly 12 hours old. That's so sneaky. I'm just so sneaky. Anyway, so this is Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, podcast number 59. For October the 20th, normally it would be the 21st, which would be Saturday, but since it's Friday, the 20th, it is for the 20th. Isn't that just confusing? Well, yes, it is, but that's okay. Let's look into the blog and see what's happening. Remember, this is an extended edition of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon because there's just so much stuff. Okay, here we go. First item, an updated photo of moi. That's me in French. Okay, it's not me in French, because me in French would be Dr. Bill or something like that. No, it's me as in the word me. Oh, never mind. Anyway, here it is, a picture of me looking older than the last picture I had posted on the blog of me, because that one was from over 10 years ago. Okay, sorry about that. This one is from a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, a week and a half. Okay. And as you can see, perhaps, maybe, you'll understand why little children come up to me about this time of year usually and say, look, Ma, it's Santa Claus. I get that like from October, November, December. By December, they're just swarming around me, and I'm having to knock them away, you know, and things of that nature. So, yeah, you can look at the picture and kind of understand why that is, particularly if I let the beard grow just a little longer. This is about as trim as it gets, actually. If you look at the picture, that's about as neat as it's going to be. Most of the time, it's kind of all over the place, but anyway. Yes, I combed my hair and my beard and tried to look more or less normal. Well, as normal as I can look. I also kind of photoshopped myself a little bit. Now, interesting thing about the word photoshopped, okay? Technically, I used the GIMP, so I didn't use Photoshop. But Photoshop, much like Kleenex, a trade name, has become a verb. Not Kleenex. Kleenex is more of a noun. Photoshopped is more of a verb. Okay? I don't really mean to be so confusing. Hopefully you're getting this, okay? Stay with me. Stay focused. Stay focused. Okay. Photoshopped. No, I gimped myself. That sounds really bad, doesn't it? You don't want to gimp yourself. I mean, gimp means somebody with a bad leg. Okay, let's stick with Photoshop. Okay, we Photoshopped this picture just a little bit with the gimp. That's really confusing, but I'll stay away from all that technical stuff. Okay, here's what I did. I kind of removed some a little bit of a crow's foot here and there, and I kind of took a little bit of the bags out from under my eyes, and I kind of smoothed my forehead so there's not quite as many wrinkles there, and I sharpened the beard hair because I kind of like the beard to kind of jump out at you and say, dude, he's got a beard, you know, and also kind of lightened the shadow areas in my hair just a bit, and I removed the suspenders from off of the shirt that I have there. I took that away. Okay, so maybe I photoshopped it a lot, okay? But it captures the essence of Dr. Bill. How's that? And you're saying, dude, I still don't know what you look like. Right. But it's close. Okay, next item, the top three reasons to use KDE. I got one main reason. It rocks, dude, okay? Okay, that's my main reason. There are other reasons, however. The top reasons to use KDE, a leading desktop environment for Linux. Now, there's been a war raging, well, not a war. Let's not make it a war. Let's make it a friendly engagement between GNOME and KDE. Both of them are desktop environments. Both of them are for Linux. Both of them are cool enough, but KDE is more Windowsy. And so if you're a Windows kind of person, then you'll like KDE more. And you can read this article that I have a link to see if there are other worthwhile reasons for using KDE. But those are the top three. And as long as we're talking about Linux, Mark Shuttleworth, you've heard me talk about him before, he is now the first official patron of KDE. Whoa! Now you might say, now hold on here, Dr. Bill. Isn't Ubuntu, which Mark Shuttleworth is the kind of the head of, isn't that based on GNOME? Well, yes. Then how can he be the first patron of KDE? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Well, the reason is that Ubuntu has a KDE version called Kubuntu. 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 I find it very hard to say that. Hey, try Xubuntu, which is another version, and Edubuntu, which is yet another version. There's lots of versions. Linux is all about choice, okay? Anyway, Mark Shuttleworth is the first patron, capital P, patron, of KDE. Wow. Cool. You can read the full story by going to the link, but basically, KDE, the people behind KDE, announced that he is the first patron. Pretty doggone cool. Check it out. Okay, next item. This item, let's just say that I'm skeptical of this item. Okay, let's just say I don't believe this item. Okay? Here's the thing. Invisible force field for tanks. Hey, that sounds really cool. Turns out it's not quite what it claims to be. There's a video. Check out the video. And you'll see that this program called the Trophy Active Defense System, which is TADS, which is TADS.